I made a good tackle on interception. Remember that? Remember we got whooped. Drew was really hot that game and turned the ball over a couple times on offense. They scored 50. We scored less than 30. They won.
What makes it so hard to play in that?
Well, I think it's just anywhere on the road. It's tough in the NFL when you play on the road. When you can have a great home field advantage like we have here, you know, with crowd noise and the using the field to your advantage. You know, it's a fast turf. They play faster on that surface, and it's tough to play there.
Aaron, do you ever go into a game like this thinking, "What we really this is going to be a shootout," or can you not think that way because you never know how a game's going to play out?
Well, you never know how it's going to play out, but you know, we go in trying to score every possession. You know, we talk about situational football. We talk about the red zone, obviously third downs, and recently being better on first down. So, you know, if you put yourself in second and third and manageables and convert those and then score in the red zone, you should score some points.
Aaron, you guys try to quiet the crowd, obviously, but do you guys ever feed off the noise even if it's a road game?
Well, yeah, I think you have to. I mean, it's a great opportunity. It's kind of you against you and your guys, the people you bring with you in a hostile environment. So it's just kind of an all-in against their team and the elements, you know, the crowd and the noise and so, yeah, you feed off that. Mike does a good job of setting the schedule for us, so we know what to expect when we get there, and it's everybody's focused on just winning a football game.
How deceiving is their 2-4 record versus how dangerous they are?
Well, I mean, you are what you are right now. You know, we're 5-2, they're 2-4. They've lost some close games. We won a couple close ones, but, yeah, they're a good football team. They're 2-0 at home, I believe, so... Yeah, that's what, you know, like I said, it's tough to play on the road in this league. I don't care who you're playing. But when you got a good home environment, that's definitely worth a couple scores.
Do you relish the opportunity to go against another one at the back and sort of see who comes out on top?
You're not playing against him. This is the Saints against the Packers.
Do you expect them to blitz you often in this one?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you're playing a team coached by one of the Ryan brothers, you got to expect the unexpected. I mean, they're really creative, talented defensive minds, and you know, Rex threw a lot of different things at us when we played them. You know, different looks that we hadn't seen on tape. You know, different coverages, and made it tough to figure out who was coming. And I know, you know, Rob, I'm sure, is going to bring some of the same stuff. A lot of respect for. You know, both those guys, their family have been synonymous with defense in this league for a long time, and those guys have coached at a really high level and continue to.
Aaron, as you've gone back and maybe seen some of these random touchdowns that he's had, 7 of 8 have come within the 8-yard line. And as you watch the film, what is he doing seemingly better than almost anybody in the league at getting open in such short space without much room to operate back there?
Well, the windows are really tight down there, so you have to be accurate and you have to you know, put the ball in the right spot on time. And Randall does a good job of creating space down there. He's done a good job getting open, and we've hit some tight throws. And he's also, made some really quick moves at the line of scrimmage, and we've hit some kind of more wide-open throws as well. So, he's a quick guy. He's great against the man coverage because he's so elusive with his wiggles at the line of scrimmage, and he does a good job at the top of his route not telegraphing anything. And I just got to keep finding ways to get the ball in space because, like you saw last game, he makes a lot of plays when he has some one-on-one opportunities in space.
Going into a bye week, how important is it to get that win so you don't think about a loss or bad things for a couple weeks?
Well, I mean, it's always nice to go into a bye with a win, but, these aren't must-win games yet. These are ones you'd love the win. You talk every year about winning winning your home games, winning half your road games. We're 2-2 right now on the road and 3-0 at home. You know, we'd love to get to, 4 wins on the road here. We got 5 out of 8 coming down the stretch after the bye at home, which is great. 7 of those will be cold weather games, counting Buffalo and Minnesota. So, it sets up nice for us. This would be a good one to get, conference game and a team that, is 2-4, but they're only a game out in the division.
When people ask you about games that you've played in the past, do you always refresh yourself, or is your memory that good?
It's that good.
This may sound silly, but is that something that, like the mental part of things, do you do anything to work on that as far as just helping yourself remember things like that?
I take a lot of notes. I take notes during the week, even stuff that I've written down the same stuff for years. It's just the reminders. I think the repetition doesn't hurt. I like to make notes after a game on things that happen out there as a reminder, stuff that maybe I saw that we got to or stuff we didn't get to or stuff that we can use the next time we play that coordinator or that team. I think a quarterback's memory can be a great asset. It can also be a detriment if you aren't able to move past some of the negative plays. But I think you need to harness all those memories. And every time you break the huddle, I like to have just like a quick flash that comes to my mind from a play from practice or years ago, or maybe that year of that play. And at a young age, as an athlete, learn to do visualization, to visualize making positive plays, and just continue to do that. And I think the ability to recall can really help you out.
Aaron, I've heard you talk about interceptions you threw in high school, things you remember. So who'd you tackle on that interception in New Orleans?
Oh, I don't know. I got kind of dinged up there. I think it was Greer picked it off. And luckily, he didn't see me. I gave him a little bit of a shot, but it wasn't like I rocked him and was on top of him. He intercepted the ball, so he still comes out the winner. But I felt a little bit like I was a little bit of a football player because I actually made a tackle.
Aaron, when you see Peyton break the TD record, do you think at all about your longevity and the possibility for yourself one day being that guy?
Well, I mean, you'd love to be able to play that long, you know, but to set a record like that, it's about longevity, but consistency more importantly. And Peyton's been doing it for so long at such a high level. He's taken his game to even higher level in Denver. You know, the amount of touchdowns he's been able to throw in a short amount of time is so incredible. And, I watched that game, and you're watching as a fan because he was playing long before I got in the league, and used to enjoy watching him as a high schooler and as a junior college player, and not to age him too much, but it's been fun to be able to get to know him a little bit and to just watch him from afar because he has done some incredible things in this league for a long time.
He mentioned you by name. I think he did an interview with Peter King after the game on his way home, and you were the only – so there's quarterbacks out there, young ones, but you were the only one by name that he mentioned. What does that mean to you?
That's the only name he could come up with, maybe. I don't know if his memory's as good as mine. I did hear about that comment, and that's special to be mentioned like that. But, you know, that's a long way off. That would take a lot of consistency and, availability, you know, being able to stay healthy for a number of years and play at a high level. I mean, that's obviously the goal of all of us here. But at some point, father time and injuries can catch up to you. You just gotta try and find ways to stay healthy and play at a high level.
When you hear people say that the game has evolved more to a passing game, and maybe that's the reason the numbers are as high, as a quarterback, does that offend you? Because it still requires a great deal of skill to have those numbers, regardless of what the rules are.
Well, I think the quarterback plays better. You know, I think it's just gotten better. You look at every level from. The little guys playing in elementary school and to high school to junior college to, I go back and watch Butte, and Butte's team is better than the team that we had there. Now, maybe not record-wise because we had a squad, but they're doing more. The quarterback is asked to do more. There's more checks in the line of scrimmage. You're seeing quarterbacks come in the league now and be able to play in year one. That didn't happen 10 years ago when I was a rookie. Myself, Alex, and Jason, who are all first-round picks, we would all say, I think, to a man that the quarterback now is way more prepared to play in the league, and I think that's due to the coaching and the way that the game has grown. So you're seeing, guys continue to transcend the game, use the rules to their advantage, but I think the quarterback play is a generation of a lot of guys playing at a really high level.
Is it fun to try to meet these challenges? Is there a responsibility in your position, whether it's this week in the Superdome or the longevity you talk about in some of the career records?
Well, I think that's two different challenges. I think, every week is an opportunity to just go out and prove yourself again. The Sunday Night Football game is usually one of the top-rated programs, if not the top-rated program of the week, and it's fun to be able to to kind of put your skills on display individually and as a team. It's a great challenge to do it year after year as well. And I take a lot of pride. I know that guys who get up there in years as well, they take a lot of pride in playing this game for a long time at a high level. I was talking to Thomas Davis in the field, and Thomas came in 2005, and we just had a little moment there. We were laughing about how this is 10 years for us. And he plays linebacker, obviously a more physically demanding position, but you know, anytime you're talking about guys playing 10-plus years, you know, that's when it gets fun. You're every year in this young man's game, you're kind of breaking the mold. You're adding on to the years on your career, and you're doing stuff that not anybody can do.